Okay, and well, let's start it.
Yeah.
We are here with one of Twilight said. Hi.
Hello.
I think that I interviewed you 2 years ago in email.
Oh yeah, an email interview.
Yeah.
Right. Cool.
But I don't remember at all the questions and everything. So today. Totally improvisation.
Okay, good. That's how I like it. That's good.
Because it's the one for radio, so maybe someone only listen and someone only read. And
oh, yeah.
We compensate. And so, what about being here in Barcelona for a festival?
It's amazing. Like I was actually here last year on holiday, not at the festival, but just with some friends, and I remember. Like looking across the beach and looking at where Primavera was and thinking to myself, oh, I would love to play that festival. It's one of the best festivals in the world.
Yeah.
But never thinking that it would happen. And then, like, about around December time last year, we got the email through offering us. I was just like, yes. And then seeing the lineup was. It felt like they'd picked all my favourite bands and then put us in there. And I was just like, that's amazing. So it feels good. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. Hopefully some people come to the show. I don't know what to expect. We just did a sound check and everything's sounding good. And now the weather's getting a bit better as well. So
I hope so.
But usually the weather, if it rains and it's miserable looking, then it kind of suits our music. So I don't know if the sun really suits what we do too much. But I'm very pleased to be here. Very, very pleased.
Okay, and you are here after a re-release of your first album in an orchestral way too.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I remember that I saw the link, I think, on Instagram.
Oh, right.
And I say, well, I don't know, let's go to download it, because it was with the Scottish,
Royal
Orchestra.
Scottish National Orchestra. Yeah.
Just the one that made the Doctor Who team.
I have no idea. But
something like.
It's something that I never expected to happen to our band. When you get asked
it's
to play with an orchestra, it was in an old abbey in Scotland. It was just like, okay, let's see if this could work. And it did work, and it was quite an experience. Like for a small band like us to be given the opportunity to play with professional musicians, good musicians. Was
big selling musician, let's say.
Yeah, I was very nervous. It was we had 1 hour practice with them, like that was it. We had 1 hour before we played, and it was just like God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, and then we played and then listening to it back, I was like, wow, I was very proud of us. Like I was like, well, I can't believe we did that. That's something that I'll always look back on with very fond memories. Like when I'm kind of proud of us that we even like had the guts to do that. Like a lot of people would be maybe scared to do something like that. We're a band that really want to do and try as many different things as we possibly can. So when things like that get offered to us, it seemed a bit daunting, but at the same time, it's something we kind of grasp with both hands and go, yeah, let's do it. Like, you don't get this opportunity that much. So, yeah, we did it. And I'm glad it was free as well. So we weren't allowed to sell it because it was so many musicians and royalties and things like that. And the one complaint people wrote to us saying, thank you very much, man. The one... sorry. The one... complaint people had was that they couldn't pay for it. But I was like, really? I was like, usually people just like stealing stuff off the internet for nothing, so like it was nice to have people complaining that they didn't have to pay for it. It just shows you what kind of people like our music, people who appreciate the band and want to help us with money I think. So yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. But yeah, and then we've just released our first album again, which I wasn't expecting for us to do, but it got mentioned to us. Somebody said the record is not available on vinyl anymore.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, well, let's put it back out again. It wasn't like a big statement, it was just to make it available again on vinyl. And we thought, if we're going to do this again, let's put all the demos and all the rough recordings we did of the song. So yeah, it's been quite an experience re-releasing it and reintroducing people to the music, that the first music that we ever wrote.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise how much people really cared for that album. Like, I knew people liked it, but like people really have wrote to us, and when we've played the album live, people have just saw how much it connected with people and how much it means to them. And it was quite emotional, actually, like seeing how much it meant to people. It really kind of gave us a good feeling that what we're doing is good and true and kind of like honest. It's we're not a band that sells thousands and thousands of records, but the people who have discovered us like really love what we do, so it encourages us to keep doing it and just keep going. It's been strange having to play all those old songs again. I feel quite old compared to now, but it's yeah, it was good to look back before we moved forward onto our next record, which we've now finished. So it's good to like look at the songs we first wrote and kind of have them in our head, and then go and record a brand new record as well. So look back before we go forward is how we did it.
Okay, so when will be released the new one? Do you have any idea?
I was just told by John Paul, one of our managers, October 20th.
Okay.
I think.
More or less.
Yeah,
let's say October, November.
Yeah, October, November. But I mean, the record musically is finished. It just needs to go and get mastered, and then the artwork and that needs to still be done. But musically, my job's done now. it's finished, and. Yeah, I'm excited for people to hear it. I really feel like it's... I know people always say this about their new record, oh, it's the best thing we've ever done, but I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to say I'm very proud of it. I'm so excited for people to hear it. And I just hope everybody likes it as much as I do.
Yeah.
It's still miserable. It's still very Scottish. It's still everything that people like about our band, feels like it's all in there.
But all people that read that or think that that musician who plays dark music,
mm-hmm.
miserable one, is depressed, is down, but
it's the opposite. I think that that we get that side of ourselves.
You do a balance.
Yeah, like we get our side, that side of us out within our music, and then that means it's gone, it's there, and then most of the other time we're actually quite nice. I don't know. We're quite like upbeat, and we enjoy hanging out with friends and being like up, like having a good time. Whereas it's strange. I've met bands who are in like really kind of happy kind of joyful bands, and then off stage they're miserable. So it's like the kind of like comedians are like funny and all that, and then off stage they're depressing, like they're miserable. It's like the opposite with us.
That's true.
But don't get me wrong, I'm pretty miserable sometimes as well. I'm quite hard work, but yeah, that's we get that side of ourselves out within our music, and I really like that we do that. It's getting things off our chest, like basically it's like therapy in a way.
Do you think that your music suits more the clubs, or maybe it's good even for be played at festival, but the sound is more?
Yeah, I mean, I think our music, I mean, it's hard to say, our music seems to, it works well in the clubs, but then when we've been given the opportunity to play at like a festival in a field, it seems to translate quite well as well, more than I thought it would, you know. I wish we'd been given the opportunity more to play in at festivals, and it seems like people are starting to book us now for festivals.
Yeah.
But I think our music works on men, like different, and wherever you put us, we will adapt to it, you know. Like, if you put us in a church, we'll adapt to playing in a church, like Whitney.
Yeah.
If you put us in a field, we'll adapt to play there. And if you put us in a small club, we'll be good there. We just want to play everywhere. We want to be given the opportunity to play as many different and crazy, weird, normal places. We just want to play music. So I think that this is a good setting for us. I think if the sun doesn't come out, we'll be okay. But
are you in the Pitchfork stage? I think.
No. Vice.
Yeah.
It's just right over.
The other one. Yeah, I know. I just calculate all the distance from press room yesterday.
Yeah.
It was quite busy for that.
Who did you see yesterday?
Lots of band. Okay, I saw Arcade Fire.
Yeah, I saw them.
And
yeah.
I saw Metronomy, I saw Moderate, I saw Midlake, Queen of the Stone Age. There were
so many
bands.
There's so many, but like there's so many clashes as well.
Yeah,
you miss
exactly.
Quite a lot of your
I don't know
buds.
What to choose, and I am like, okay.
I would have went to see Queens of the Stone Age, but my friend Doc, who is in Churches,
he
used to play with us.
Yeah.
He was playing, and I had to go and support my friend. But
I saw them opening to the Depeche Mode last year.
Did you see that? Yeah,
yeah.
Where was
Milan.
That? Milan at the San Siro.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. When he told me he was playing the San Siro, I was like, "What? With Depeche Mode? Yeah, it's just like, it's crazy. It's amazing, though." He's one of my best friends, and to see what's happened with that band, they're just like bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's having a good time. They were very good last night. But even Lauren, the singer, admitted, she was like, "Why are you here? Queens of the Stone Age are playing. Why are you watching us? You should be watching Queens of the Stone Age." But thank you. Like that.
Yeah, it was a choice that. For me was a photographer's choice, because Queen of the Stone Age are more commercial to sell. Even if I will see them in another two festival and think that lots of people of them.
I've never seen Queens of the Stone Age. Like, I like them, but I've just never had the opportunity, just because we've been away when they play.
Yeah,
usual. But yeah, I mean, I saw Future Islands, I saw Magic Clouds, I think they were called, and then I watched the Arcade Fire. I love the Arcade Fire, so I made sure that I was there to watch that, and I got a bit too drunk, to be honest. So I had a sore head.
Simple told me about it.
Yeah, I was struggling today. I'm probably going to go to my bed later on before we play for an hour's sleep or something, just to kind of refresh myself. Yeah. I was enjoying myself too much.
It's good. Well, last question is always about how you approach internet as a musician, but you just did a free download of music, so it's quite.
It's a strange one. Like, without the internet, our band not as many people would know about our band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people illegally download. Like, and there's one story I've got when we came back from a tour in America and we played in London, and somebody that was working at the venue came up to me and says, "Oh, I'd never heard of you before until last week, where I went on to my favourite file sharing website,
mm-hmm.
and you guys were like number one in the chart. You had like 10,000 downloads," and I was just like, "I don't know how to feel about that." Like, you're saying that we were very popular, but 10,000 people had stolen our record. I was just like, I didn't know. I was like happy on one side, going, "Oh, 10,000 people have listened to our album," but then thinking, "Well, what if they all bought that album? I might be able to get a new pair of shoes or something." But it's just like, it's a strange one. It's a losing battle for musicians.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can do about it. But I think the good thing about our fan, people who like us, is they like the band and they want to pay for our music. Like, anytime we put a new item of merchandise up on sale, people like to buy our records, you know. And we have people who like our band are really good people and want to support us. It's not about just stealing it so they can listen to it and throw it away, you know. Like, they kind of cherish our music, which is, I'm so happy that they do that, and the fact that they want to spend the money to come and see us. Like, in our last tour in the UK, people were flying over from Israel, Italy, Belgium, like, to come and see us, like, and then buying all of our merchandise while they were there. And it was just like these days, everything's so easy for people to steal, yet these people
still
want to support, you know. And I think that's one of the only reasons that we're still going, is because of the support from people that like our band. And we would do this forever if we could, but with record sales going down and down and down, it for a band our size, it's going to be hard. But the reason that we're still going is because of the support we've had from people. But also, I love the internet as well when it comes to like social media and stuff. I actively do all of our social media, like me personally, and anybody that writes to us or anything that I get, I write back to them and say thank you, or like if they ask a question, I'll answer the question. I know a lot of bands just don't really like write back to things on Twitter or Facebook or anything, but it's any time that something's written on or any of that, it's me that does that, and it's me that will talk to people. I enjoy talking to people that like our music.
That's not a man that manages your social media.
Yeah, it's all me. And I mean, ultimately, see, when you're on tour and things, there's not a lot to do. Like, you're either traveling or in the dressing room, so why not say hello to these people that want to engage with you and like
it's
want
a
to
distraction too.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I genuinely love it. Like, just somebody from Iran wrote to me the other day, like saying I really like your music, and I was just like, never thought that somebody in Iran would like your music. Like, somebody from Saudi Arabia the other day, and I was just like, it's just amazing to think that a small band from Scotland's music reaches and to those places, you know. So of course I'm going to write back and say, "Wow, how did you find out about our band?" You know, I think it's like the one thing about the internet that I really like is being able to kind of, the whole point of these things are to connect with people, not to, for me, it's not to sell anything, although obviously companies take advantage of the social media and it's to sell. For me, it's about connecting with other people, and if they like our band, they want to share that with me, I will happily share my appreciation for that back, you know. But some people are weird as well. You just delete.
ignore.
Yeah, yeah, block.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you.
See you on the stage or maybe in the audience, because I don't know if I can run from a stage to a stage.
What time is it just now? It's
You play at, I don't remember because I'm still sleepy. 9 p.m.
So are you going to, are you wanting to see when we run a slow dive? Are you
and there is always a bunch of photographers that are in play for from yesterday. I think that for Arcade Fire they started to be there. I was the 24th. And I was there half hour before.
Really?
And so I'm still scared because I think that I will take picture of slow dive that I will see again in another festival and then run to you.
I think we're.
Oh, I will say you or we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we're doing a stripped back set tomorrow, so it's gonna be like just like. Not noisy, just the normal kind of thing. But I think we're on for like 40 minutes and then slow dive we're on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, isn't it? I was worried about that clash. I was like, oh no, slow dive. So, I think we'll. At least people will be there for the first 20 minutes. and then they'll all run away. But, I mean, I'm just happy to be here and playing. So, I think Sharon Van Etten's playing as well, which is. I would like to see her, but she's playing at the same time as us.
Yeah, that's the pity.
Yeah. But everybody's had to deal with it. Like there's been so many classes. It just shows you how good a festival lineup it is that they've booked all these amazing bands that they had to. People had to clash, you know.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I'll still be mourning away. No, there's nobody there.
Okay, thank you.